Grubbage wiped away a tear and blew his snout on Prince Blad's embroidered sleeve.
It's lovely. That's my favourite ditty, though I can't help shedding a tear at the verse when old Scummy fell overboard. It breaks my heart, mate, every time.
Kerda did not like what she saw. The Rift Guard soldier rats were mingling with Plug's crew in a free and easy manner. She called their captain to her.
Riften, get the guards down the main deck. You will tell them to stay away from the freebooters. Make them see to their uniforms and keep their spears sharp and polished.
Keeping his expression blank, Riften saluted with his spear.
I'll see to it right away, Your Highness.
Watching from the stern deck, Plug nodded approvingly.
Now, there's a maid after me own heart. It ain't good manners to make shipmates of those Rift Guard rats, especially when we're going to slay them later on. Not nice, Slipfang. I don't hold with falsehood.
The steers beast chuckled.
You're a real gentle fox, Captain.
The vast dark bulk of the sea scab ploughed on into the night. Next day was well advanced when Triss and Shog took their leave of Peace Island. Bistorth waited patiently by as they made their farewells to newfound friends. Welfo stood poor and poor with Urtica, tears shining in her eyes.
Say you'll come back one day, please.
Triss was lost for words, but Shog replied.
We'd be lying if we did, you know that, mate. But no matter where we go, you'll be in our thoughts. You and Urtica. So, both of ye, have a good and happy life, and remember us fondly. That's the best thing for all. Goodbye, friends.
Bistort caught the otter's glance and nodded.
Come now, else it will be dark ere you reach your ship.
He strode off swiftly, and they followed him without a backward look. A long meandering fault in the rock ran from the crater rim down to their vessel, which lay hidden in a secret cove. There were pegs, a long rope, and some rough steps at intervals. Bistort left them on the rim.
Thy craft lies ready. I wish to thank thee for bringing Welfo to our island. She will be a wife to my son, and a daughter to Downy Rose and myself. Mayhap the seas will carry ye back this way one day. Who knows? Speak no more now, but go. Let good fortune attend thee, and may thy desires be fulfilled. The earth needs good creatures like thee.
No sooner had they cast off than the small craft was swept out into a swiftly running sea, even without the aid of a sail. Triss took the tiller as Shog unfurled the sail and trimmed up the ropes. The sea made little noise. There were no crests of white foam on the grey-green waves, which moved with an alarming speed and smoothness. When Triss looked back, Peace Island was far away and rapidly diminishing below the horizon.